Taping.
And here we are. It's The List Goes On. Hello, Jimmy.
I thought you were going to sing it every week until we get back in the studio.
I already forgot the words, Jimmy.
There's like 10.
Well, you know what? I forgot. It's difficult for me to remember all this stuff. I got to balance running the YouTube and editing the articles and being the greatest Dixman in wrestling media and the Scoop Lord and all this stuff. I can't be arsed to remember lyrics as well.
So this first one, I want to ask this because it could be WWE related.
Okay.
So UFC 249 on May 9th. So
Allegedly.
Well, at first, it was going to be at the Apex facility in Vegas. That's the facility that the UFC owns. Yes. And at the time, I questioned how they're going to do that. But apparently, the state of Nevada was going to loosen up their restrictions. Mm-hmm. They're not doing it, I guess, timely enough. So now it's come out that UFC 249 is going to happen in Florida, since mixed martial arts is considered essential, just like pro wrestling. And what we've heard is that the UFC plans to fly the fighters into Jacksonville, Florida. And then from there, they're going to go to a so far undisclosed location in order to get ready for the event. My question is, and this is something I know you're not going to know today, but maybe you could look into it. Any chance the Performance Center is where they end up going, because Vince knows Dana White. Dana White yep. knows Vince. They're both Trump boys.
They are.
Kind of makes sense that they'd go down that road.
About 2 hours away from Jacksonville.
There you go.
Now, here's the thing. It's obviously been speculated a whole lot. Kevin yep. Ioli had posted that tweet that got a lot of confusion, where he was like, oh, Performance Center is closed, so they won't be doing that. And that was weeks ago. And it was immediately debunked. WWE was like, no, that's not a thing that happened. At least when I reached out to them. To me, it would make sense for a lot of reasons. And I was speaking with Nikita Krylov fan about this. That show is scheduled for the day before Money in the Bank.
That's right.
And right now, it's all hypothetical. When I posted UFC has canceled their next four events, people said, oh, May 9's still on. We don't know if May 9's still on. They don't know if May 9's still on. Nobody really knows if it's still on. But they have the good fortune of being an ESPN property right now on television. So if they want to run a pay-per-view, all they got to do is say, hey, we're going to run this pay-per-view. If I were them, I would hit up WWE. I would try to make it work. I would do that. And then if I were WWE, I'd say, pay up a little bit. Also, push our pay-per-view tomorrow night heavily on this program, saying, if you want some more live action, WWE has Money in the Bank tomorrow night, WWE Network, repeatedly.
Don't say live action. Just say if you want more action.
Yeah. Live action, definitely not taped from the headquarters in Stamford. But yeah. I think it makes a lot of sense, Jimmy.
I do too, and they can also utilize the whole ESPN relationship. They're looking to sell their pay-per-view rights. You know, they could tell ESPN, look what we're doing for your big property there, doing them a solid. I wouldn't even charge them a rental. I'd give them access.
As you could say, they'd owe him one, pal.
There you go. Yeah, it does make sense. And I bet you that Dana White has made the call.
Yeah.
I'm sure he has, because he's followed everything, I'm sure.
He thought about getting an island.
Yeah, well, I think they still are for international
fighters. Yeah, I know. It's just like these ideas. Fight Island. Come on.
I know. Like you couldn't come up with something better.
It's the most ridiculous shit that I definitely hope you don't send me to cover something.
Good chance that I will do you that solid, not send you.
Okay.
So Nia Jax, she wasn't quite so excellent this week. And Fightful Wrestling's Twitter.
Kyler's replied. Kyler sent me the tweet and he said, thanks for the rub, I guess.
Well, she got our tweet a lot of attention. So in case you missed Raw on Monday, Nia Jax did something pretty irresponsible. I don't think she knew her ring placement at that particular moment in time. So she had Kairi Sane up kind of in a choke type thing, and she kind of threw her. And in that kind of a spot, Kairi Sane can't do a whole lot except for kind of, you know, brace herself. She threw her, and the back of Kairi Sane's head smacked the corner and smacked the buckles. And could have been really, really dangerous. Fightful Wrestling had a clip of it, put it up. Nia Jax responded to it and kind of tried to use it as a way to leverage lobby for a fight with Ronda Rousey, which she's already done a couple of times on social media. She did it again where she tried to use that to lobby for a match with Ronda Rousey because everybody knows that's the big money match. I don't know, man. What's going on first off with Kairi Sane? Because suddenly she's enhancement talent. Like, what's going on with her?
I do not speak Japanese, but so I don't exactly talk to her. A lot of people were saying that she was screaming, "I'm not set." That's not what she was screaming. She was screaming "Let go" in Japanese. But I don't know what's going on with her. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know why they'd run this back. Well, probably because they got rid of a bunch of people that they could have had Nia face, but it was not a good looking spot. It was Nia's still got some ring rust. I gotta carefully make sure what I say because people will tag everybody and be like, "Look what he said there," and all that dumb shit. But yeah, it was not optimal, and she's got a track record of being rough with people, which I did think was interesting right after she had done an appearance on like a digital show saying that she took up for Alexa Bliss getting hurt. And I'm like, ah, like you punched Becky Lynch in the nose.
Yeah.
I've got an enhancement story with Britt Baker where you busted her face up. Ariel Monroe, now Big Swole, had told a story where she had to give Nia a receipt basically for being a little too rough. It is a proven track record, and I hope she gets better. It's just some people work a little bit rougher. You would see that out of Vader a lot. A lot of people didn't want to work with him because he laid it in there too much.
I mean, maybe it comes down to the fact that she was rushed to the main roster too.
She was.
I mean, she was The Rock's cousin. She went to WrestleMania to watch, I think it was Rock and Cena, and decided, oh, this is something I might like to do. And because she's The Rock's cousin, she basically got rushed right through into training. Maybe it's inexperience. I don't know. And in terms of Kairi Sane, to me, it's another example of Vince McMahon's inability to assess talent.
Yeah.
Because Kairi Sane and Asuka were the best women's tag team that they had in years. And they were entertaining, and they were good in the ring, and they looked good together. Ever since they got rid of Paige, because Paige just did not fit them.
Yes.
Ever since they got rid of Paige, they have been fantastic. And now all of a sudden, Kairi Sane is jobbing out for no apparent reason. They got so many girls on the roster, they could use anybody else in that spot. So I don't understand, and it's dumb. Now, speaking of The Rock, I want to ask your thoughts on this. Last August, he was on Kelly Ryan, and I hate calling it the Kelly and Ryan show.
Yeah.
They're both disingenuous and annoying. I prefer to call it Regis and Kathy Lee because I'm old school, I guess.
Yeah, because Kathy Lee was very genuine.
Fair, but I lost interest in Kelly after the Michael Strahan stuff. I just did.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. But anyway, The Rock was a guest on that show last August. He said that he had quietly retired from pro wrestling. A few days ago, he did a Q&A on Instagram. He gets asked a lot of wrestling-related stuff on those Q&As, and to his credit, he answers it all. He was asked about The Rock versus Roman Reigns. Is it possible? He said it is possible. He said the venue would have to be right. He said the business model would have to be right, meaning, you know, I got to get mine, so to speak. They say never say never in wrestling, but Rock's going to be 48 in like a week and a half. I don't think it's going to happen. What do you think, Sean?
I think it could happen. If WWE gets the idea, it could happen. I think it's one of the few part-time main events of WrestleMania that could happen. I think it's very possible. I do think it'll happen.
You think it'll happen?
I think it'll happen. Yeah, it's at this point, I don't know how else they think Roman Reigns is going to capture the interest of the massive fan base at this point. He's a star. He's a big star. But they can't get out of their own way in how to use him, and him versus The Rock is one that makes a lot of sense, and he'll probably end up going to movies too.
He'd be the heel in that match.
Yeah, of course he would. Yeah, he would have
to be. And he better embrace it and not do this bullshit he always does. Like, yeah. He better embrace it.
I agree.
Because now the one advantage that he has is because those two are tight, I don't think he has to worry about The Rock like intentionally embarrassing him as Cena did, because Cena flat out knew Roman Reigns can't keep up with me on the mic. And he embarrassed him live in the ring. I don't think The Rock's going to do that. But when it comes to promo ability, Roman Reigns can't touch The Rock. He just can't.
No. And
so,
Roman Reigns' best stuff was always the say less, be a cool dude type of thing. him standing there soaking in all the heat and saying, this is my yard now, it's his best promo he's ever done.
I agree.
And that's not a knock on him. It's just sometimes you're not the leading actor with all the lines. Sometimes you're the guy that's very quiet, stands in the corner and says, let's kill these bitches, and then the action scene happens. Like, and that's okay, because he's very good at that.
You ever seen the Police Academy movies?
I think I started to watch one and stopped.
Okay, they're funny. You should watch. So there was I think he's passed away now, but there was a football player in those movies named Bubba Smith.
Oh, yeah?
And he was this huge guy. He played Hightower in the movie. And in one of the movies, he won some kind of an award. And he goes up to the podium, and everybody's on their feet clapping. And he goes up to the podium, and he takes the award, and he leans into the mic, and he goes, thanks. And then he leaves.
I love it. Bubba Smith was a very good football player, too.
Yeah, it was good. One more thing about The Rock. Did you see his tribute to Triple H on The Bump?
I didn't see it. I saw the article about it.
I did not watch The Bump. 25 years ago, it was on the April 30th, 1995 episode of Wrestling Challenge. That was Triple H's debut in WWE. And so this week they're doing a big 25-year anniversary of Triple H and WWE. Triple H looked rough as fuck on The Bump. He hasn't done anything with his hair or his beard since he's basically been in lockdown. He looked like he just woke up. He looked pretty rough.
Look at this fresh cut, by the way.
Yeah. He looked pretty rough, but he's celebrating 25 years. Here's a fun little piece of trivia. Do you know who his opponent was on the April 30, 1995 episode of Wrestling Challenge?
I don't.
It was Buck Zumhoff, rock and roll Buck Zumhoff. And do you know the legend now of rock and roll Buck Zumhoff?
I, when you tell me, I'll remember it, but I don't.
He's currently in prison because in the 80s, if anybody was an AWA fan, he used to go to the ring with a boombox on his shoulder, rock and roll Buck Zumhoff.
Yes.
So in the 80s, he started bringing a girl with him to shows.
Oh, no.
And basically acted like, this is my wife or my girlfriend. And he had this girl with him for years. Turned out that was his daughter.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yes. And he is in prison. I think he was given 20 or 25 years. And that was Triple H's opponent in his debut in WWE on the April 30, 95 edition.
I do know one thing, a fun fact about that. That was technically his television debut, but it wasn't his debut because they filmed a match for Superstars, I remember, that weekend. That actually, they filmed it before, it aired after.
Got it.
There you go.
There you go. Last but not least, I hear Impact has taped TV. They taped Rebellion. What'd they do with Tessa Blanchard?
Nothing.
Did they? Was there?
They say they're going to address it, or
they're going
to
address
it. To be addressed. Michael Elgin's working an angle where he's saying he should be the champion because the champion shows up. Yada yada. So
How many weeks of TV did they tape? Do you know?
I think several. I was able to watch Rebellion before it aired last night, and it'll be the same for next week's. But when they get those in the can, they send them to me now, so I can get eyes on them. But I don't know what their plans are. And the spoilers, I mean, it's the thing. Nobody's got spoilers out there. And people that were there are keeping things close to the vest, as they probably should. But they're working without a huge part of their roster right now.
Yeah, and especially your champion. You got to have a story. I'm sure they must know that. Well, they got
to
know that.
To me, the story would be fucking COVID-19 is happening. She didn't want to come.
That's fair. That's fair.
Okay,
that's all I got for you.
Well, guys, that would be it. That is, the list goes on. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Hey, I made last week's a free edition for you guys. I released it a few days later. So, spread the word. If you like this, then let people know. Share that link. That way people will be like, oh, okay, this doesn't suck that bad. I could see myself doling out $5 for this. Thank you, guys. Until next time, we're out.